Thank you for calling Lee Brandt. For watch services or jewelry repairs, press 1. For sales, press 2. For vendors and all other questions, press 3. We are open Tuesday through Saturday.
Good morning, Lee Brandt.
We are all hopeful that it's the afternoon and then evening and then we can.
I know, right? Hi, Garrett.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I can tell by the voice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, it's I just got the phone with Aubrey. She told me you guys are interested in that 250 GSI2. I'm hopeful that it'll be his today. I just wanted to pick your brain a little bit about a B option if you did need it. I don't know if you guys have any other options coming in.
We only have one other one, and it's so he's very insistent that it be between 2.5 and 2.75. He's very insistent that it be no to faint fluorescent, triple excellence, has to be GIA.
Okay.
Has to be between a G and an H. And we're competing with another store, so SI2I1 would be best.
Okay. Well, the one that she picked, I don't know if you guys called in for it, the 250 GSI2, has strong fluorescence. So if it's faint to none, that won't work for you, will it?
I don't think Brandt noticed that.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get to you and be like, well, that's not going to work. So is it Brandt that needs these things or the customer?
The customer.
Okay.
Brandt doesn't like strong fluorescence because he believes it degrades the stone, but he's with the customer right now, so I can't
ask him. Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to do. And do you have an idea of, because I've got some killer options, but like budget-wise, and if you're competing, like...
I can't go over probably 18 to 19.
18 to 19. Okay. So, like, I have some pretty interesting things. I mean, shoot, I've got a 3-carat II1 that's 18.9, triple X none. You know, yeah, it's a little included.
But it's got to be GIA.
And it's GIA. So... Let me look around a little bit. I'm confident that I got you covered. I just wanted to call back and make sure that everything was on clear. Again, this is a beautiful stone, the 250 GSI2 that's here, but if Brandt's not going to like it because it's got strong, the nice thing about us is we have lifetime trade. If the customer ever, at one point, like if he picks this 250 and goes, nah, you know, I don't like this fluorescent,
right,
no problem, come and trade it out. But
honestly,
I want to
the guy
sure.
may not even notice it either, because I mean, that's something Brandt would notice, but the customer may not.
No, not at all. And it's unfortunate too, because like I have an insane 270 JSI2 GIA. A lot of people say I can't have below an H, but that's because I's and J's get graded very differently, and you can get a weak J that looks like a KL, or you can get a strong J that looks like an HI. I wouldn't mind throwing it in the mix because it checks more boxes, 270,
right.
SI2, triple X, no fluorescence, GIA, and in budget. It gives you the opportunity to show
more options.
I'll put that aside. I'm here till 5 o'clock.
If he's done. No, I'm watching on the camera. No, he's not done with the customer.
That's okay. I really like this 270 JSI2 and this 3-carat II1 for the budget and size. But if there's a lower carat weight that gets you into that higher, because again, you and I both know, you could put this GIJ next to each other, play the cup game, and we do it with jewelers.
He's not going to know the difference.
Right, exactly. They're going to see it. But if you're competing and if he's shopping paper,
right.
You know, that can be trickier. But I've got a few things pulled for you. If you could have them give me a buzz, I'll be here till 5 o'clock. And if I don't hear, I'll call back, okay?
Okay, perfect. I'm having to call you back shortly, okay?
Sounds good.
A lot of people walking in, so I'll call you
back. Hey, all right, sounds good. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Garrett.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.